There's a sign there on your back. Says, I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow.
Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The death toll in Texas climbing to 118 following the July 4th flash flooding. More than 170 people are still missing, most of them in Kerr County. The sheriff says crews won't stop searching for victims. ABC's Matt Gutman is there.
I've been speaking with EMS officials who are telling me that they are going to scour every single inch of the Guadalupe River all the way down to its terminus at Canyon Lake. That's 125 river miles away. It's a process that could take months.
On Capitol Hill, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, the former White House physician for President Joe Biden, appeared for a GOP House deposition into Biden's health. The doctor did not respond to multiple questions. Under health insurance portability and accountability, or HIPAA, doctors have a legal obligation to not talk about their patients, including interactions and diagnosis. 2 years after Elon Musk hired Linda Yaccarino as CEO for X, Yaccarino announcing she's leaving the social media platform. This is ABC News. For the second day in a row, extreme heat in Greece forcing officials to close down some historic sites. The Acropolis being closed during peak heat hours. American tourist Alex Harpies got there earlier in the morning.
I saw a person actually have a heat stroke up there, about an older man, about 90 years old. He fell down and it was very upsetting.
New data from the CDC shows one in three teens now has prediabetes. With prediabetes, blood sugar levels are high, but not high enough to be considered type 2 diabetes, which is linked to heart disease and other conditions. Health experts say kids need to eat healthier and be more active. A mystery gripping a small tourist town in Maine.
48-year-old Sonny Stewart was paddleboarding alone on Crawford Pond in the town of Union around 6 p.m. last Wednesday, but never returned. She was reported missing 6 hours later. Her body was found the next morning near a small island in the middle of the pond, accessible only by boat.
Police call it a homicide. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
In a world parched for excitement, one drink will emerge. Twisted Tea, the refreshing thrill ride of flavor. Recreating its classic role as the hard iced tea that goes down smooth. Twisted Tea doesn't just taste like real iced tea, it's made with real brewed tea and a 5% kick of alcohol. Taste the adventure with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
So, you've got your dream car, your dream girl in the passenger seat, and nothing but road in front of you.
Okay, slow down a little, yeah?
But this isn't a dream. This isn't a movie or a video game. This is real life. And in real life...
Look out! Look out! Look out!
There are real consequences. Speeding endangers you, your loved ones, and everyone else on the road. While speeding may seem like the quicker option, speeding catches up with you. This message is presented by NHTSA.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Dry and sunny today, with calm winds and comfortable conditions with highs in the low 80s. And it won't be too humid either. That holds off until tomorrow, becoming more muggy, partly sunny, highs will make it to the mid-80s. Then a chance of some storms tomorrow afternoon. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. A win for Governor Tony Evers from the state Supreme Court. We get more from Bob Haig.
The court invalidated the ability of a legislative committee to overturn state agency rules. The court's four liberal justices said that violates the Wisconsin Constitution. The Evers administration had challenged the committee's suspension of a rule which attempted to ban the practice of conversion therapy and another creating commercial building standards, but this decision could extend to other areas, including environmental and public health regulations.
A new study classifies 15 Wisconsin counties as legal deserts with insufficient attorneys to represent private clients. David Peters, a rural sociologist at Iowa State, led the research team, which found 11% of rural counties in the 48 contiguous states are legal deserts that have not enough private lawyers. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi. Mondovi.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. Annabis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand. And Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion of an appraisal on the parking lot located at West Madison and 2nd Avenue West, and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 p.m. at Durand City Hall. A new study classifies 15 Wisconsin counties, including Dunn County, as, quote, legal deserts, unquote, with insufficient attorneys to represent private clients. David Peters, a rural sociologist at Iowa State University, led the research team, which found 11% of rural counties in the 48 contiguous states are considered legal deserts.
I heard in a number of communities, for example, that not having enough criminal defense attorneys or not having enough public defenders put a lot of rural people at risk for longer sentences and even wrongful convictions. We also heard that not having enough family law attorneys in these small towns really complicated divorce proceedings or child custody or support.
Peter says because obtaining a law degree comes with a lot of student debt, many attorneys go into private practice in larger cities where the money is. That can put rural residents charged with crimes at risk for longer sentences. Pierce, Buffalo, and 15 more Wisconsin counties were classified as emerging legal deserts. Pepin County, however, was found to be above average for legal representation. Flyers traveling out of the Chippewa Valley Regional or La Crosse Regional airports and airports around the state and nation can now go through security without having to take off their shoes. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced yesterday that the security protocol at the nation's airports for the last 20 years has been ended. Noem says there will be individuals at times that will be asked to remove their footwear if agents think there is a need for an additional layer of screening, but that otherwise the technology that's in place now gives TSA the ability to allow travelers to keep their shoes on. Residents of Fountain City are being asked to stay off the sand at Fountain City Park. According to city officials, the sand was accidentally sprayed with weed killer. It's been recommended that kids, adults, and pets stay off the sand until that weed killer dissipates. The city will post further updates when the sand is again safe. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Annabis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Annabis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Annabis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Annabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
The city of Mondovi is working toward having the police department fully staffed. At last night's council meeting, the city administrator announced the department will be holding interviews next week with five applicants for the open positions. It was also announced that Lori Larson would be selected to take over the Ward 1 council seat. Larson still needs to be approved by the council, however, at the next meeting. A Menominee firefighter and his K-9 are among the first responders being dispatched from Wisconsin to help aid in Texas search and recovery efforts. More than 100 people have died and at least 160 are missing after weekend flooding in the central part of the Lone Star State. Lieutenant Andrew Kish and his K-9 named Reaper left for Texas early yesterday as part of a Wisconsin task force to assist Texas. Charges have been filed against an Eau Claire teenager accused of trying to acquire machine gun conversion devices. Authorities say they recently intercepted a package containing implements that can give a regular handgun the ability to fire as a machine gun. Investigators followed the address on the package to 17-year-old Jaden Kamdas, who they say later demonstrated that he knew about the website from which the devices had been purchased. Kamdas was arrested and bond was set at $5,000. Seven people had to be rescued after going through a dam in western Wisconsin. WXOW reports six children and one adult were rescued on Monday after their boat was sucked through the gates of the Genoa Lock and Dam on the Mississippi River in Vernon County. Genoa Fire Chief Mike Hansen said this was a miracle, as most people don't survive that. And fire officials are reminding everyone to wear their safety equipment and keep away from dams and other structures in the water. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair opens today in Chippewa Falls. Livestock, agriculture, and craft exhibitions will take place during the run of the event, along with live music, carnival rides, and, of course, a lot of different food options. Country music artist Montgomery Gentry is tonight's musical headline. The fair runs through Sunday. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSE and Associates.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
A Wisconsin candle company is raising funds for those affected by the floods in Texas. Door County Candle Company has created a special vanilla-scented candle, and 100% of the profits will go toward flood relief efforts. The 16-ounce handcraft candle sells for just under $30, and the company's website said it would burn for 75 hours. It's not the first cause that the Sturgeon Bay Company has contributed to. Having raised money for Ukraine aid, victims of California and Hawaiian wildfires, Hurricanes Ian and Helene, and the earthquake in Syria and Turkey. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekens.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have your phone first. Before the cab pulls away.
Hey, thanks, man. No, wait, my phone, come back! It's got my boarding pass, credit cards, phone numbers, my life, come back!
Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Dry and sunny today, with calm winds and comfortable conditions with highs in the low 80s. And it won't be too humid either. That holds off until tomorrow, becoming more muggy, partly sunny. Highs will make it to the mid-80s. Then a chance of some storms tomorrow afternoon. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
The Brewers play for the sweep against the Dodgers this afternoon in AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers beat L.A. 3-1 last night. They've allowed just two total runs in the first two games of the series. Jacob Mizorowski allowed just one run in six innings, struck out 12 Dodgers last night. And the opposition, lefty Clayton Kershaw, came away impressed.
Yeah, I know him now, huh? I mean, that was super impressive. Yeah, I mean, that was unbelievable. It was really special. I mean, everything, you know, obviously the velo, but I mean, he's got four pitches, commands the ball. And I mean, I don't know how you hit that, honestly. That's just really tough. So the three guys that came out of the pen for them, plus him, I mean, I don't think we saw a fastball under 98 today as a team.
Jose Quintana pitches the finale for the Brewers this afternoon. Packers 2025 training camp just 2 weeks away. The first of 14 public practices begin on July 23rd, two of the three preseason games also in Green Bay this year. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
All right, Takis fans. Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
After a year of change, results are turning positive for Legacy Motor Club. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 39179. Tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Want to know the latest with short track racing around the country? Well, one show has you covered, NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Chris Wilner. Join me each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We'll also talk with rising stars from your favorite short track. Once again, it's NASCAR Coast to Coast, and you can watch or listen today on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or on your favorite podcast platform.
Legacy Motor Club drivers Eric Jones and John Hunter Nemechek have seen an improvement year over year, with both in the top 20 in the championship standings, and both still alive in the midseason tournament. Jones says that this year's results began to take shape about this time a year ago.
We hired on, you know, Jacob Cantor and Brian Campy around, I don't know, July maybe of last year is when they both kind of started and got rolling. And there was kind of a gap, a time there where there just wasn't a lot of leadership in those roles.
I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Livestock benefit from shelter in extreme weather, but you don't necessarily have to build a new barn. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. If you have a wooded area, you can have a natural living barn as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Livestock such as cattle and sheep are able to tolerate a wide range of weather conditions, but they appreciate shelter from driving snow and a place to cool off in the heat. Establishing a natural, living barn from trees in the woods can offer the protection they need without having to build a covered structure. Brett Chedzoy is a regional extension forester at Cornell University Cooperative Extension. He says living barns can be developed in an existing wooded area or from scratch by planting trees.
If creating one by planting trees, then conifer species such as pines and spruces and cedars are usually easier to establish, and they will offer better protection in the winter. In the summer periods, protection from extreme heat or hailstorms or something like that, either deciduous trees or evergreen trees would work.
When choosing tree species, consult with a forestry expert in your area. Tree density should be low enough to promote good growth and vigor, but high enough to offer protection from weather. Chedzoy says for those reasons, a living barn has to be well managed.
The plants need adequate space to grow, so the living barn should be periodically thinned out, favoring the better trees. Livestock should be excluded from living barn areas when they're not needed, so that the trees are able to rest and recover, and to avoid issues like excessive soil compaction or excessive nutrients.
Chedzoy says this type of shelter is adequate for most cattle and sheep, but may not be for goats and other animals that are more susceptible to wet, cold weather. Learn more about living barns at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do. But any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. There could be some challenging fertilizers decisions coming up this fall. We'll explain coming up.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit WIFarmTechDays.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Tensions in the Middle East have raised significant concerns about the price and availability of fertilizers and fertilizer inputs in recent weeks. Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer for StoneX, says a lot of fertilizer input production shut down during the fighting between Iran and Israel.
We spend a lot of time talking about the Middle East, its importance to the nitrogen marketplace globally. And this fight between Israel and Iran had a very direct relationship to the urea market. So looking at 2024 numbers, Israel was the third largest.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has certified the 2025 Wisconsin Potato Industry Board election results. The following growers began three-year terms on the Wisconsin Potato Industry Board on July 1st. For District 1, Keith Walter of Anago was elected. District 2, Andy Derricks of Coloma. The at-large seat was Joseph Cease of Grand Marsh. The Wisconsin Potato Industry Board is comprised of nine growers in three districts across the state, with one at-large member elected every third year. The board oversees the collection and use of over $2 million in assessment fees paid by the Wisconsin potato growers. The funding is used to support the potato industry through research, education, and promotion of Wisconsin-grown potatoes. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention ended its emergency response to bird flu as the outbreak that sickened dozens of people, spread to cattle, and drove up egg prices has abated. Bloomberg says the emergency designation ended last week. The CDC is combining bird flu updates with the routinely reported seasonal influenza infections. It will also post the number of people monitored and tested for H5N1 every month. It's not just the CDC ending its emergency efforts. States that were some of the hardest hit have also been slowing their reporting efforts. California, for example, ended its emergency declaration in April. Washington had 11 human cases last year and is also downsizing its response. The former deputy director of the CDC, who resigned from his position this year, said he would also have chosen to end the emergency response. The rationale was simple. There haven't been human infections in some time. USDA says inspections of U.S. corn and soybeans were higher week to week, while wheat assessments declined during the 7 days ending July 3rd. Corn inspections during the week totaled 1.49 million metric tons. That's up from 1.38 million metric tons the prior week and well ahead of the 1.02 million tons assessed last year in the same time frame. Soybean examinations for offshore delivery rose to 389,000 metric tons, up from 236,000 the previous week. That also topped the 294,000 tons inspected last year. Wheat inspections were reported at 436,000 metric tons, up from 236,000 tons the prior week, and more than 294,000 tons inspected during the same week last year. Now, since the marketing year began, USDA has inspected 56.4 million metric tons of corn, 46.3 million tons of soybeans, and 1.76 million tons of wheat. All of those totals are higher than the same point in 2024. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins joined several cabinet members to announce the next pillar of her Make Agriculture Great Again initiative, USDA's National Farm Security Action Plan. The initiative covers several critical areas. It secures and protects American farmland, enhances agriculture supply chain resilience, and protects the U.S. nutrition safety net from fraud and foreign exploitation. We feed the world, lead the world, and will never let foreign adversaries control our land, our labs, or our livelihoods, Rollins said. The plan would defend agriculture research and innovation, put America first in every USDA program, safeguard animal and plant health, and protect critical infrastructure. Recent events are highlighting the need for the action, as the Justice Department charged foreign nationals for smuggling a noxious fungus into the United States. It was a potential agro-terrorism weapon that's been responsible for significant global crop losses. The first U.S. port of entry to reopen to shipments of cattle, bison, and horses was in Douglas, Arizona. Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, said his group supports the reopening. Agriculture Secretary Rollins has been focused on America First policies that support America's cattle producers, like defending us from the New World screwworm, he said. The secretary's decision to reopen the Douglas port of entry to live cattle imports will help relieve the economic pain for some producers throughout the country who depend on cattle moving through that port for business. He also points out that cattle moving through the port will go through a robust double inspection. Before entering the port, cattle will be inspected for any wounds or other health conditions. If any are detected, the entire lot of cattle would be rejected by veterinary authorities. Cattle are inspected again after reaching the other side of the border. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Another sunny day today can be expected in our ag weather forecast. Now, there are some chances for showers and thunderstorms returning tonight through Friday. There's also the potential for some locally heavy rain and gusty winds at times. Temperatures will be near normal today and Thursday with moderate relative humidities. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 79 to 84, relative humidities at 45 to 50%. Light winds becoming northeast at around 5. We'll see about 14 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly clear, lows 59 to 64, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Light winds becoming east at around 5. For Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 80 to 85, relative humidities at 56 to 61%. South winds at 5 to 9, an isolated trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation expected. We'll expect 8 hours of sunshine. For Thursday night, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, lows 65 to 70. Friday, cloudy, another chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 80 to 85. And for Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about locking out heaven with weather. See, you were looking right at me, 'cause I was looking at you too. Then it's, do you wanna dance? Have we ever met? You said, hold your horses, boy, I ain't that easy to get. Oh, I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or right.
take it slow. By now you ought to know that I ain't digging this. If we can start as friends, the weekend just might end with a little kiss. She said, I'm a lady looking for a man in my life who'll make a good husband. I'll make a good wife. Easy now. I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with whether we're wrong or we're right. See, I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. Yeah, I'm just talking about a little bit later
locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Last night, out of the blue, drifting off to the evening news, she said, honey, what would you do? You'd have never met me. I just laughed, said I don't know. I could take a couple guesses though, and then tried to dig real deep. Said, darling, honestly, I do a lot more offshore fishing. I'd probably eat more drive-through chicken and take a few strokes off my golf game. If I'd have never known your name, I'd still be driving that old green Nova. Probably never would have heard of yoga. I'd be a better football fan. But if I was a single man, alone and out there on the loose, well, I'd be looking I got her attention. So I said, oh yeah, I forgot to mention, I wouldn't trade a single day for 100 years the other way. She just smiled and rolled her eyes, and she's heard all of my lines. I said, come on girl, seriously, if I hadn't been so lucky, I'd be shooting pool in my bachelor pad, playing bass in my cover band, be stocking up cold Bud Light for poker every Tuesday night, yeah. I'd have a dirt bike in the shed, not one throw pillow on the bed. I keep my cash in a coffee can. But if I was a single man, alone and out there on the loose, well, I'd be looking for a woman like you. She knows what a mess I'd be if I didn't have her here. But to be sure, I whispered in her ear, you know I get sick deep sea fishing, you make the best fried chicken. I got a hopeless golf game, I love the sound of your name. I might miss that old green Nova, but I love watching you do yoga. I take a gold band on my hand over being a single man, 'cause honestly I don't know what I'd do if I'd never met a woman like you.
I wouldn't let you haunt my mind. I'd be strong, I'd carry on and leave the past behind. I'd just forget we ever met and find somebody new. And now I want you to know I'm almost over you. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I'm with somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake and when I'm sleeping. Girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, and only on days that end in Y. Now I'll admit you're hard to quit. I've been going through a bad withdrawal, but you can bet I had to let you walk before I'd crawl. I got my pride, wrong or right, I'm gonna stand my ground, and I ain't gonna let your memory get me down. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I'm with somebody. Memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake and when I'm sleeping. Girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, and only on days that end in Y. When you walked out, I was just about to break down and beg you not to go. But if you wanna come home, it's only fair that you should know. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I kiss somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake and when I'm sleeping. Girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, and only on days that end in Y.
Country favorites back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
they say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. Start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden Magazine. Plans were drawn and concrete poured, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream.
Heads are gonna turn. turf. Tears are gonna fall, a bridge is gonna burn, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Ever since she was a baby, sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. New hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Watch them roll now.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I ain't gonna stay for the weekend. I ain't gonna jump off the deep end. I ain't gonna ask where your ring is. Thing is, we all got secrets. You don't want to hear about my last breakup. I don't want to worry about space you take up. I don't even care if you're here when I wake up. It's just a room key. You ain't gotta lie to me. Can't you just use me like I'm using you? Fits. I ain't gonna say I never do this, cause truth is, lonely makes a heart ruthless. Ain't nobody gonna hurt nobody. Ain't nothing wrong with needing somebody. You can leave all that down in the lobby. Yeah, it's just a room key. You ain't gotta lie to me. Can't you just use me like I'm using you? Bar closes, there's no king bed.
setting sun. She's a love on the loose with a heart on.
News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Another round of tariff warning letters sent out today to U.S. trade partners.
President Trump posted on social media letters he sent to the leaders of Algeria, Brunei, Iraq, Libya, Moldova, and the Philippines, informing them of the tariff rates that will go into effect on August 1st for goods imported from those countries into the U.S. The president extended his pause on tariffs.